5-minute warning. We're discussing the 5-minute warning already. This is... But that's right. And Western linear thinking when it comes to time. And next... Okay. Well, our next speaker, at the very least, is Carter Blakey, who is a senior advisor and lead of the community strategies team for the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion at Health and Human Services. She leads the Healthy People Initiative and has been active in that since the 1990s. And as a final piece of information, if you want to share this, she's also the Jitterbug Champion from past years in the presumably the Washington, D.C. area. So if you fancy your chances, after the session.
And this is the wrong presentation. That's Richard. Go. I'm going to go this one, Blakey. There we go. There we go. Perfect. Okay. Well, I'm going to jitterbug through this presentation because Richard Klein is here. And we never present on healthy people without our colleagues from the National Center for Health Statistics. So we're going to split our 15 minutes. That's why we're getting our timing down, so I can quit after 7 minutes max. But I hope all of you are familiar with the Healthy People Initiative. It's been around for 3 decades, and we're getting ready to enter our 4th decade of the National Disease Prevention and Health Promotion Objectives. For this 30-year period, Healthy People has provided kind of the benchmark process for monitoring health using disease prevention, health promotion priorities. It's been a framework that's been used at the state level, local level, federal levels. Other countries have used the Healthy People Initiative to frame their disease prevention and health promotion efforts. Over 30 years, we're still going strong, and so strong that we're looking forward to our 4th decade. Over the years, one of our strengths has been that we really represent a collaborative and consensus-building process. It's even though Healthy People is kind of organized and coordinated at a federal level, it's really national in scope, and we drill down to the state and local levels. We have associations that have helped us shape the objectives over the last 3 decades. We have a diverse array of users, and their priorities are reflected in the full complement of objectives. We, thanks to the National Center for Health Statistics, we are really moving toward an internet-based mode of communicating healthy people. Right now we have data 2010 available to our users where all the Healthy People data can be found. We are science-based and evidence-based. If you want to be included in the complement of Healthy People objectives, you can't just say, well, tobacco is an important issue. You have to have your data with you, specific measures, and have some evidence that you can actually monitor your specific topic as you go along. Let me scoot on forward. We know that we have some challenges. We are huge. Right now there are 467 objectives. There used to be, at the 3 decades ago, only 220. It's a management feat to coordinate all that information. We have our targets, which are a strength, but each objective has a target that might not be related to or reflect some priorities in other areas. For example, we have physical activity and nutrition objectives with targets, but we don't develop or set those targets watching what's going on in diabetes. Moving forward, for 2020, we began looking at the 2020 development process as long ago as 2005. We are ending what we call the Phase 1 development of Healthy People 2020. We plan to launch in December, perhaps January at the latest, January 9, the framework for Healthy People 2020. Then starting in January of 2009, we will begin development of the specific objectives for Healthy People 2020. Here's the again the timeline. For 2020, we have a different approach in mind, framework approach. Healthy People has really become a siloed compilation of objectives and focus areas built on specific diseases and conditions. What we are striving to achieve with Healthy People 2020 is a risk factors and determinants approach. Professor Marmon talked about the growing support for such an approach with the WHO report on social determinants, and we're kind of following in that direction. But at the same time, we will still recognize the importance of diseases and conditions. Many of our stakeholders are groups such as the American Heart Association, the American Diabetes Association. We have the National Institutes of Health with their specific institutes, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, et cetera. We also want to emphasize throughout and integrate throughout the Healthy People objective some key public health priorities of today, health IT. We want to take advantage of all the advances in communicating using health IT. Preparedness is very important these days since 9/11, the Hurricane Katrina and now Ike, and also the threat of a pandemic. And of course, prevention is always a priority for us. Stakeholder input is one of the successes for Healthy People. With the development of Healthy People 2020, we have some of our usual modes for providing input. What's different with 2020, we have had a public comment website in place since March of 2008 where people can go in and provide comments on Healthy People, different aspects of Healthy People 2020. We've sought comment on just the general organization, focus areas, you know, do we have too many, do we need fewer. We've had the draft vision, mission, and overarching goal statements up on the website. This website will be updated once the launch of phase one is completed with the next phase and a mode to comment on specific objectives. We held a series of regional meetings across the country between March and May. This spring, those meetings were attended by over, I guess, 1,200 people. We had over 300 oral comments at those meetings. We've also developed or established a Secretary's Advisory Committee on National Health Promotion and Disease Prevention Objectives for 2020. This is the first time we've ever done this for Healthy People. We have the Healthy People Consortium, which you have a postcard in your chair, so you can learn more about that just by going to the website. And on within the federal government, we have a federal interagency work group. This is just the map of the regional meetings. These are the members of our advisory committee. We have a wonderful advisory committee. Jonathan Fielding, who is the public health officer for LA County, is our chair. Shariki Kulmanika, who opened up the APHA meeting on Sunday, is our vice chair. She's the dean of disease prevention health promotion at the University of Pennsylvania Medical School. And you can see the list of our other distinguished panel members. The advisory committee has held 6 public meetings to date. The next one is scheduled for December 17th. A lot of these meetings, if they don't say in person, have been held via the internet, so no matter where you are in the world, you can participate in these meetings. The next in-person meeting will be next year in the beginning of January. The Healthy People Consortium has been around for decades. It's been dormant for the last couple of years as we determined what direction we were going to move in for Healthy People 2020. We've redone the website so that you can go online now to sign up. We have right now a lot of dormant organizations, about 600 organizations that are members of the consortium. So we're asking folks to revisit the website, reaffirm your commitment. Now is an especially important time to become involved because we are going to be looking at the specific objectives in Healthy People 2020. Within this is the Federal Interagency Work Group. It's comprised primarily of representatives from all the agencies and offices within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, but since we're trying to move spread out in our approach with Healthy People 2020 and break down the silos, we also now have sitting on that interagency work group, representatives from the Department of Education, USDA, EPA, VA, Justice. We have HUD is on there, Department of Interior, and we anticipate adding more non-health departments on this advisory board, because if we're really going to make a difference in health, we cannot just look at our traditional partners. So the first phase of Healthy People 2020, as I said, will include the vision, the mission, overarching goals, and whatever this, however we're going to depict this risk factors, determinants approach to Healthy People 2020. I'm not going to talk about this because I think Richard might touch on this a little bit, the challenges of establishing specific objectives. The next steps in this process is that the advisory committee will be sending its report to Secretary Leavitt at HHS, I think this week. As soon as I get back to Washington, I think we're going to be sending a transmittal memo to the secretary. The interagency work group will take that report, which is advisory to the department, and develop its own set of recommendations that the secretary will eventually launch. The advisory committee is a totally independent body, and strictly advisory. What the interagency work group does is really what becomes policy. Our report, unlike the advisory committee report, has to go through what we call departmental clearance. So the advisory committee can say whatever they want, make whatever recommendations they want, and no one can touch them. We will take those recommendations, but we'll have to get cleared through NIH and CDC and SAMHSA, and hopefully not too much will happen to them, and we can have a final product that's fairly similar. And we will launch phase two in January of 2009, and that'll be the development of specific objectives. And I urge you all to stay informed and stay engaged. There's the Healthy People website you can visit. And here's more contact information, healthypeople.gov, and our mailbox is hp2020@hhs.gov. So I'm now going to turn the show over to Richard Klein, who will actually talk about something exciting going on at the National Center for Health Statistics, and it's an example of how the Healthy People measures with all their data can be taken down to the community level and county level. Thank you.
Thanks, Carter. One of the challenges in the Healthy People process, which is essentially a national level objective setting, has been getting data at the local level where the action actually happens. So I'm going to talk to you quickly about this Community Health Status Indicator project, which at a recent meeting I went to was just called the best thing that nobody's ever heard of. This is a collaborative effort by all of these agencies and organizations to produce a series of reports for every county in the U.S. on what amounts to several hundred indicators. This was done as paper reports back in the year 2000, and recently we have an update for 2008. The difference between the original and what it is now, it's now a web-based version. We have a GIS mapping component that I'll show you and quite a few other features. So when you go onto this site, communityhealth.gov, you'll see this. You see over here you can select a state and a county. And we recently did some work in Imperial County, California, which is close by, and show you examples. So these are the domains that we have indicators in, but there's many, many indicators under education, housing, employment, health. So we're going to get a complete profile of this county. One of the functions, one of the benefits of this system is it produces something called peer counties. And these are counties that are similar to the county of interest in demographics, poverty status, population density, et cetera. And you can see they're not all in the same state. There's some in California, but these are counties all over the country, and you can then compare that county to its peers. So if we look at the vital statistics, this is part of the health measures that come out, and we'll look at low birth weight, and we'll see that we get the county measure, we get the peer county range of how it exists within the peer county, we get the U.S. percent, and we get the healthy people target. So we have these benchmarks of the U.S. rate and the healthy people target to see how this particular county is doing, which is doing quite well as compared to the nation and the healthy people target and to its peers. The last feature I'm going to show you is the mapping feature, just very quickly, that you can then, this is a county we picked in Autauga County in Alabama. You can compare it to another county. You can look at different indicators, but it's an entire GIS system. So the advantage of these community health status indicators are that we're using local data. We're using data that are available for each indicator instead of the traditional approach where each county would develop their own profile. We have a common set of indicators of which you can compare every county in the U.S. So it's a common calculation. The definitions for the indicators are the same for all counties. The future plans are to bring more partners into this and try to coordinate these with other indicator efforts that are going on, like the State of the USA and something new at CDC and other places called the Healthiest Nation effort. We also want to hook this up with resources and research at the county level to determine what really moves the dial as far as prevention, what really moves these downstream indicators. So that's a lot of more work to be done. Resources are a problem with this. We only had enough for the one version. The future plans is we're going to continuously update if resources are available. We'd like this to not be a one-shot deal like it was a decade ago, but to have it be a continuous updating. We want to assess the indicators. What was done this time was just to repeat the indicators that were done in 2000. But certainly since then, there are some more that we'd like to have, some we might want to eliminate, coordinate this with the other indicator efforts, and again, all future activities are contingent upon funding. So you can find the indicators at this site, and here's where you can find the data for all the healthy people objectives that Carter was talking about and other information on the NCHS website. Thank you.